Are you a coach or a consultant looking to scale your business to the 100k per month mark in a way that doesn't burn you out? Maybe in the past you've reached that level already in terms of income per month, but you did it in a way that literally sucked out the life out of yourself. Maybe you created a bunch of content or you did a lot of time-consuming strategies that allow you to get there. And now you are looking for a way that's easier, that's faster, that also doesn't require you to actually be there and work a whole lot harder in your business. Well, if that's the case, you're in luck, because in today's video, I'm going to share with you exactly how to make that happen by using leverage. If it's the first time you come across my content, I am Joey DeMatteo. For the past 4 years, I've been the brand behind some of the most successful campaigns in the info marketing industry. We work with some of the biggest personality brands out there, helping them scale their business by adding an extra 50, 100, 200k per month to their bottom line. And today I'm going to share with you the 4 or 3 things that we did with them to really help them achieve that result. You know, hope that this might also help you get similar results, right? So let's dive in. The first thing that you want to have in mind when it comes to getting to 100k per month, it's having, right, that's the goal that you're going after, is having 100k per month. One of the first things that you want to have is actually an offer. So the first thing that you want to have in mind is having a strong and scalable offer, because your offer is literally the cornerstone of your whole marketing ecosystem. That's really what's going to allow you to get to 100k a month in a way that's effortless and that feels easy. Because truth be told, even if you have the best marketing in the world, if your offer is not designed to deliver a specific transformation to your prospect, you might get sales here and there, but you might also get a ton of fun because people are not happy with whatever transformation they're getting after working with you. So that's why you really want to make sure that your offer is actually answering a specific pain point, solving a specific pain point that your target market has, or appealing to a mass market desire and providing a transformation that's measurable on the back end. If you've been in the online marketing space for any length of time, you've probably heard about having an offer that resonates, and you might think, okay, what does that even mean? What having an offer that resonates means that you have an offer that's actually a match for what your target market is suffering with, what one, some of their pain points, some of their desire, right? And one way to actually identify if you have a, if your offer resonates, is by actually crafting marketing angle and see which one of those marketing angle actually reach and get your audience, activate your audience, right? And you can test marketing angle through your content, your organic content, and seeing if there's one that once you highlight it, you get, you know, tons of comment, tons of reaction, tons of share, tons of DMs even, of people saying, okay, you know, you've actually, you know, hit nail, you've hit a straight on what I was suffering from, or what I've been feeling with this piece of content that you've shared. You can also test quickly your marketing angle using ads, right? You can do A/B testing to see which iteration of your ads, which of your marketing angle actually appeals to your client and get them to want to learn more about what you have to offer. Something which is key when it comes to actually having an offer that's compelling and irresistible is thinking about the benefits. Thinking about what are the benefits that someone are going to get when they work with you, after they work with you. Because the truth is, people want to know exactly what they are getting, how long it's going to take them to get that result, and if other people like them have experienced the same result working with you. So you don't really want to shy over, you know, showcasing your testimonial, success stories, case studies, because those are going to play a massive role in converting people from, you know, prospect to client after they see your offer. So you might be thinking, okay, how do I actually make sure that my offer is irresistible, that I have a good offer? Here are a couple of examples that we've helped our client design and launch successfully. One was a 5-day transformation challenge. This was a 5-day working with a coach, a high performance coach. During that 5-day challenge, he was taking people and getting them through a roadmap, through a process. At the end of each day, they had results, they had wins that they would share in the community. And by the end of the 5-day, he literally had a $450,000, you know, ROI on that launch. And it was really powerful and was really successful because the offer was really compelling. One of the reasons why this offer worked really well is because there was a sense of urgency, right? They were time bound by the day of the challenge, and the offer was expiring a few days after the challenge. There was also a sense of community. They were able to connect, interact, see other people succeed, and share their win. That was really fostering a sense of community that people were not ready to leave by the end of the challenge. And the third thing that actually made this work really well was a clear outcome. People who knew what they would get by the end of the 5-day, and having those results, having experienced those results within 5 days, really led them to be even more excited about, you know, moving forward and be working with him, which led to those conversions. So now you might be thinking, does it mean that I actually have to do a challenge? I don't want to launch, I don't want to do a challenge, but you don't have to. We've seen amazing success with also having a free strategy session where people would just get in on the call, speaking with the closer or speaking with the sales team. Speaking with the sales team or speaking with the business owner after having gone through, maybe they've watched a VSL or they've watched a mini webinar. And those are a powerful lead generation tool because they allow you to get in the call with people that are actually qualified and ready to learn more about what you have to offer. Because think about it, who will spend like 30 minutes in their life just to have it wasted? So you are actually getting people that have an interest, that have a need for what you have to offer if your marketing is done properly. And again, on the call, you're able to build trust, build credibility, share success stories, share testimonial, and by the end of the call, they are in a better place to actually move forward and work with you. And they are also, there's a low barrier to entry, and they allow you to really collect cash way faster than, you know, having them go through a challenge. So you can do the challenge, or you can just do, you know, a free strategy call on which you close them, right? Especially if you're selling a high ticket offer, because typically these are supposed to be high ticket offer. You want to be selling something here that's at least 5k and beyond to make it easy for you to get to the 100k per month mark. If you have an offer that's positioned properly and that solves a problem that's urgent for your target market, and you are able to articulate that pain point that they have, there should be no reason why you don't offer them something that's worth at least 5k. I mean, that's worth even more than 5k, but that you charge 5k for. Now, once the offer is nailed down, I spend some time on it because this is kind of the main thing that you want to think about. You want to think about, how do you make this offer visible? I remember I've learned something from one of my mentors, Grant Cardone, where he was saying that ultimately it doesn't matter how amazing your product is, best known always beat the best when it comes to your offer, your product. So you want to make sure that you're having a marketing that makes your product known. So here we're going to talk about ad strategy, right? How can you make sure that your product is visible and it's visible by the right audience? So what are the most important elements when it comes to ad strategy? The first one is your ad themselves, because your ads are the hook, right? What people see, what they hear when they scroll through the feed, that's really supposed to captivate them, stop their attention, grab their attention, and especially hold that attention long enough for them to actually consume your content and go to the next step and need to take action on the back end. So you want to think about your hooks, right? How good that you are those first, you know, 3 to 5 seconds at getting their attention and getting them to pay attention to, you know, stopping the scroll and getting them to pay attention to what you have to say. Once the hooks are properly designed, or your ads, your visual and your video are properly designed, you also want to think about your targeting, right? Who are you having this ad shown to? That's key. Like, you might have the most amazing images, the most amazing video ads with the fanciest camera and the setup, but if your targeting is not properly dialed in, you are not going to see an ROI. And you know that your targeting is dialed in by looking at your CTR and by looking at the conversion on your website. So when people see your ad and they click on your ad, first of all, are they clicking enough? Do you have enough clicks on your ad? If you're not having at least a 1.5% CTR on your campaign, there's something to work on when it comes to your hooks, or to your, you know, to your targeting. But now if you are seeing a good CTR, meaning that people are clicking on your ads and they're going on your page, but yet you are seeing a low, whether that's opt-in rate, view rate on your VSL on your page, or even like conversion rate on your page, you might want to look at your targeting. Why are people dropping off? Maybe you're not getting the right people to actually click on the ads. And also, your cost per click should be an indicator, you know, of how good this targeting is, right? The beauty of using Facebook and Instagram, or even YouTube, when it comes to targeting, is that you can actually be really laser focused on having your ads seen by the right people. Something that we've seen work really well for clients is beyond just using the targeting capability of Facebook, you know, having the interest, also having custom audiences, you know, having list of, you know, past client, past customer, you know, even people that have been on sales call, leveraging lookalike audiences from even Facebook groups or other community where our ideal client already spend most of the time, or even targeting influencers that have our dream audiences, because we know that they are going to be, those people are going to be most likely to actually buy from our client, has been a powerful tool that we use to have a higher, you know, to show the ads to a more aligned audience using ads. Now, after targeting, of course, you always want to think about, okay, what happens at the bottom of the funnel? How do I make sure that my ads are going at bringing someone from being completely unaware about who I am and what I have to do to getting them to becoming a paid client of mine? And that happens typically when you also reach like retargeting, right? And this, unfortunately, is one of the things that most business owners typically just like, they don't even pay attention to the targeting. They just focus all of their time, attention, and energy at the top of the funnel. They think, okay, we've run ads, we targeted people letting by, you know, this doesn't work, right? But yet we literally see typically 50% lift when we actually launch retargeting ads for a client. And the beauty of retargeting is that you are literally having people that have already shown interest in your product. They are literally most aware of your product, your solution, of yourself, your offer even, but they just need a little nudge to get to the finish line. And we make it happen effortlessly here by showing them testimonials, case study, maybe introducing a payment plan, sending them to a completely different checkout page with maybe an urgency, a time exclusive bonuses. This can work really well because these people typically are just looking for that last trigger to get them to the next step, to get them to the finish line. So you don't want to make them to lose them here. We also leverage email marketing a lot when it comes to converting on the back end those people that are still sitting on the fence into clients on the back end, right? And something that you want to have in mind is you want to always be testing. Test your marketing angle, test your creatives, test your ad copy, because all of those things are going to play a massive role when it comes to conversion. You don't want at any point of time when you work with a client, we have anywhere from 7 to 10 things that you're testing in their campaign. And we do it we test one thing at a time, but we do it in a very structured way that allows us to understand where the breakthroughs are. That allow us to understand where the leakage in the funnel is and allow us to really get a better conversion on the ad. So really be testing ad copy, ad format, audiences to really see what's going to convert the best. And also keep an eye on your metric, because if you track the right metric, you're going to be able to see where the drop-offs are in your ecosystem. So now the third part is analytics, right? You've spent time, you've created a compelling offer, it's irresistible, the messaging is crystallized, it makes sense. Your ads, you've spent time working on your hooks, filming the videos, doing the photo shooting. All of that work has been launched, but now you are thinking, okay, how do I make sure that this is working, and how do I know what to change, how to adjust, how to move forward, how to improve? You make it happen by looking at your analytics, right? And I see so many business owners shy away from looking at data. They just come up with assumption. I think, oh, it's not working because of the targeting. I think it's not working because of the offer. Should we change the sales funnel? And they have a ton of assumptions, but they are not backed by data. So I really invite you to look at your data and think, okay, where is this coming from? If I see a discrepancy between, in terms of ROI, where is that coming from? I was expecting to get like a 2x, a 5x ROI on this campaign, but I'm only getting a 1x or a 2x, or I'm even negative. What's happening, right? So having a clear understanding of your analytics is really going to allow you to see where the breakdown is in your funnel, what the breaking points are, and optimize one thing at a time. Like for instance, if you have you have the content, right, which that's your ad. From the ads, they go onto your landing page. From the landing page, they go onto maybe they hit the opt-in, they go onto your VSL and they watch your mini VSL page, right? From the VSL, they schedule a call. From the call, they speak with the closer, and the closer close them, right? So here you have a client. And maybe from the moment in which they opt in to the moment in which they get on the call, you have emails that are going out. And really being able to understand, okay, I'm getting this type of, I was expecting to get 7x or 5x ROI on this campaign, but yet I'm only getting a 2x ROI. What's happening? Instead of coming back and saying, okay, I'm going to change the whole thing, I'm going to change my offer, my ads, my messaging, and everything in between, ask yourself, where is the breakpoint? Where do I see the biggest leak in this funnel? And what we like to do, we like to really to go step by step and reverse engineer. What's a healthy closing ratio? Which one are we currently getting? What's a healthy shop rate for the call? Which one are we currently getting? What's a healthy view rate on the VSL? Which one are we currently getting? What's a healthy opt-in rate on the landing page? Which one are you currently getting? What's a healthy click rate on the ads? What's a healthy cost per click? And really understanding or looking at those numbers over a time frame of 1 week, 2 weeks, and we are seeing consistency in terms of discrepancy with this between this number and what we expected, let's change something, right? What I see happening over and over again is business owners that are either not even looking at numbers and assuming that something is not working in their campaign and wanting to change everything, or they are looking at the wrong time frame. They launch something after 3 days, they're like, oh my God, it's not working, let's change everything. That's not how it's supposed to be done. You need to add time to have consistent data, to have statistically significant data, and be able to actually drive results or drive decision which makes sense, So that's kind of three-step process. Of course, it's not as deep as what we typically do when we work with clients, but I really wanted to give you like a 360-foot view of what's required when we work with clients to get them from wherever they are to adding an extra $100,000 per month in their business. So let me know if you have any question. If you feel like this video was of value, make sure to leave a thumbs up, share with a friend, a business owner that might help, and subscribe for more content like this. If you are needing someone, if you are looking for help, someone to help you get your business to the next level and have everything structured, because when we work with clients, we don't only look at running the ads, we look at the entire customer journey, and we make sure that we optimize the entire customer journey for maximum ROI on the back end. So if you need someone like that in your team, a code partner that's going to come in and really help you scale to the next level, feel free to reach out. We are always looking to work with clients whose need align with our expertise, so feel free to reach out to me on Instagram, on LinkedIn at Jolie DeMatteo, or you can go onto our website, Hoban Consulting, and you can schedule a call with someone on the team that can work through our process, or even see if we can work together. So thank you so much for watching. I will see you on the next one. Until then, I wish you a lovely day ahead, and take care of yourself.